Stephen Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to set up a land sales system.
Okay. You know,
it's the same way as you set up a land acquisition system. And I'll tell you what, here's the whole key and the whole takeaway from this episode. Whatever you do, do the exact same thing every single time. It's the same thing with acquisitions and sales and setting up businesses and all of it. Find out what works and do the exact same thing over and over, but be open to adjusting it.
Right.
If for whatever reason you need to.
You know, you just brought up a good comment, and I love that. Once you figure out what works, you are nuts if you don't repeat it for all kinds of things. Like, we do it now for businesses. We're having, you know, Land Academy became, House Academy became things I'm not going to share right now.
You can share it.
Well,
go ahead.
Car Academy.
We are launching Car Academy within 90 days.
Yep. So, because once you know how to do this stuff, and it works, it's profitable, you have the following, you have the trust, you got all the hard stuff out of the way. And the system. I mean, really, you just know you have a system for how to do these things.
Yeah.
You're nuts if you don't repeat it.
And that's like a marketing system. You have employees that are already sitting there doing customer service or whatever.
Right. A billing system.
Yeah.
A communication system. All of that.
Exactly. So you just build on it.
Yep.
Same thing with sales system. Mm-hmm. And Jill's going to get into a bunch of details here in a minute on what works and what doesn't.
Okay.
Before we get into it, we'll take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Danny asks, "Hi, I've just found out that 350 of the 500 lists that I pulled from RealQuest," I'm sure he means like lines of data,
that's right,
"ownership records, have no legal description. Also, some of them start with, quote, created from split of parcel or PAR1, like parcel one. Do you scrub them or keep them?"
Thanks in advance. And we keep them. You know, a lot of people had a lot of stuff to say, actually, in the forum. And I chose not to ask Jill to read it here. But they all said some version of this. Absolutely keep them. And so if I had a bet, that I would say this is a Texas mailer and possibly maybe New Mexico. For whatever reason, the legal descriptions are not as, they seem to be optional for the assessor. Here's the thing to remember about RealQuest, Data Tree, and TitlePro 24/7. We're licensed providers of all three. There's a reason we just don't focus on one. We have all three just to cross-check things and make sure that it's okay. So there's chances are, if it was real important to you, you could find legal descriptions elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, the people who started this county and work there now don't see legal descriptions as that important. They do see APNs. Mm-hmm. And chances are the APNs might be in the deed instead of the legal description. This would not stop me from sending out this mailer at all. Would it stop you?
Mm-mm. No, but it's funny. You bring up a good point. Like, we get so used to most counties start with APN. Like, that's the universal way to find something. Next will be, like, legal description. But then there's those offshoots that they'll have, like, owner number or account number. And the first time I hit that, I'm like, what do you mean, what's the owner number? I don't know, but I've got the APN. They're like, okay, fine. What's the APN?
Yeah.
You know, because they just look at it differently.
That's right.
So
they're all different.
Mm-hmm. And once you learn and just roll with it, you'll be fine. And,
exactly.
And so I think that's just what you touched on. It's a county that doesn't really focus on that. They look at things a different way. Can you find a legal description? Yes. And you can go into one of the other tools that you have as a member, and you will find it.
You know, the chances are when there's little quirky things about counties like this that you will have no competition in any way at all.
Sure.
You will be the single person who sends an offer out, like, in the history of the county.
Right.
And that happens to us regularly, Jill and I. They've never received an offer. They never knew what they're going to do with the property.
Right.
And heck yeah, they sign it and send it back.
Well, that even goes back to before we had Parcel Fact. And remember, there's times that we had properties that were just so almost impossible to find. You know, even the person that owned the property didn't have a good way to find it or get there. They didn't even know. Maybe they inherited it and they've never mm-hmm. seen it. So it was very interesting. We don't have that anymore, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, I can list on one hand where that, I think that still happens. Taos County, New Mexico is one place. Okay. Southwestern Texas, it happens.
Not like it used to.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay.
You know, it's important to remember these aggregators are just that, aggregators, these data aggregators like ReelQuest. So whatever the county assessors submit to them, that's what they publish.
Right.
You know, they're not improving the data when they get it.
That's true. They don't say, wrong. That would be so funny.
It's hard to...
Try again, Jeff Davis County. Send me something else.
You know, this could be a kill the messenger situation. It's like, no, man, I'm just the data aggregator. I don't know. That's what they sent me.
Exactly.
We get this in ParcelFact a lot because we own ParcelFact.
Yeah.
But the APIs are coming from other places, lots of right. different places. So the data that gets all aggregated that you see right there, it's like, well, this doesn't have this and this. I mean, man,
it's as good as
there's 150 million units in this database. And that's what the assessor tells us. So
exactly.
It's over.
Exactly.
Maybe I should start answering it like this. You know, I'll stay up late on Wednesday and go through all 150 million properties.
I'll make sure they're right. Yeah, and send them back.
I'll get it straightened out.
You missed a box. Could you imagine?
That's a good question, actually. Today's topic, how to set up a land sales system. This is the meat of the show. Start with what I said earlier in the episode. You got to make sure it's the same exact thing. Then, number two, look at where you're going to sell the property. Some property is very appropriate to auction off on eBay, real low-end property. Some property is very appropriate to sell in the MLS. That seems to be our choice right now. Some properties are very appropriate for Craigslist, and on and on and on. So, or if you're really organized and smart about this, you post it everywhere.
That's my first choice.
Get it out there. So to set up a system, now you've got, okay, it's got to be consistent, and I got to post it everywhere. So the actual system itself, Jill, what do you suggest, like software and all that stuff?
If you're starting out and you're brand new, I would even just do a simple spreadsheet. And I'm not kidding. I would have all the property information in there, and I would have a column saying, did I put it on my own website? Check. Did I put it on LandPin? Check. Did I put it on Facebook? Check. Did I do this, 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 and this, and this? And where I would start would be either on my own website and or LandPin somewhere where I know that there's a system kind of created for me. I use LandPin, which is our land selling site. We put a lot of energy into that to make sure that there's a category for everything so you know to fill it in. Like, what are the GPS? Got it. What are the tax situation? Got it. Every little thing filled in for you so you don't forget any of the facts, too. You know, there's a place for photos to upload. Oh, yeah. And maps and a video if you want. Your contact information. So I would start with something like that. And then once it's beautiful and perfect, then I would share it everywhere. And then that's what I would do. Have a column. I mean, I'm just saying brand new. Let's just make it easy. And then you could hand that off to somebody else down the road, too. And it can expand from that as you grow your business. And then everywhere, all the different social medias. And don't forget one. And don't just do it once and forget about it. Get into a system where once a week or however, it's hitting the right community. For example, say you've got a beautiful fishing lake property in Oklahoma. That needs to be in every fishing, lake, camping, outdoorsman Facebook page you can find. And not just one time and forget about it. You need to hit them more than once. It needs to pop up.
Facebook groups.
Yes, Facebook groups. Stephen is right. He coined the phrase a long time ago, which was, there's only two reasons a property doesn't sell. Number one, it's overpriced. And number two, it's not reaching the right person. So this is about reach for me.
Yeah, this overkill is appropriate here. Mm-hmm. This is very monotonous. It's very time consuming and it takes a lot of energy, time and energy and resources to post property correctly.
Right.
And it's no fun.
Right.
The fun for me is buying the property, not right. selling it. You know, you make your money when you buy it. So this gets overlooked. And for whatever reason, in land specifically, not so much in houses, personality types that are inland don't value this. They don't value marketing. I'm one of those people. You know, it's like, well, it's the greatest property there ever was, and I just got it for the greatest price. It should just sell itself. And that's absolutely incorrect.
Right.
You know, I before Jill and I joined forces, I was very bad at this. I was very, very, there was only one way to do it, and you connected to this and connected to this and one place to sell it, and that's it. And you know what? I look back on it, it's because I didn't like doing it.
Yeah.
And so what I should have done, and everybody that was around me didn't like doing it either, probably because I kept saying, I don't like doing it. Until we got Jill in, and eventually became partners on all this stuff, that's when it really started to kick up.
Well, part of the land sale system, too, is not only now we talked about where to post it and making a system for that part, but it even starts before that. You got to properly convey the property. You need to have pretty photos and video and great descriptions. And if it doesn't excite you, or at least you can't get somewhat excited about it in some way, you're not going to get excited about how you're portraying the property for someone to find it. You've got to write that gorgeous 40-acre ranch property with a view, you know, in such and such area, you know, 10 miles from, you know, dream it up, Lake Okanagan, I don't know.
So when I don't want to do something, what I do is I schedule it, and then I force myself to do it. And so Jill's right about the spreadsheet. So you may see things in a database way or a spreadsheet way, you know, database CRM way or spreadsheet way. You know, we see it as both. I gravitate towards spreadsheets. So if you have a list of 10 properties in a spreadsheet, and then in column one it says title, in column two it says subtitle, in column three it says regional description.
Brilliant.
I came up with this a long time ago. Regional description and on and on and on. It probably goes out for, it. Ours go out way out at the
columns.
End. There's videos. You have to do a video on it. So you know it's not getting done if one of those columns is blank. This is accounting 101. In spreadsheets, the first thing they teach you about spreadsheets and accounting, back before spreadsheets, when there are green ledger sheets, is that if there's nothing in that column, then you overlooked it. So if you didn't overlook it, put a zero in there or put some value in there other than blank. And so that's how I know if our stuff's getting done. And that got me, pushed me to toward the right direction of, all right, I just got to get this all done. Plus, once all that data's in there, you can suck it back down in the ASCII delimited TXT format. And you only have to do it once, is my point. I think a lot of people think that, oh, I got to list it on Land and Farm, I got to list it on LandWatch, I got to list it all these 22 places online can take me forever. No, you only have to do it all once and copy and paste it into the places. So
I just learned
took
something
me
about
decades,
you, by the way.
Decades to get over this.
Well, I didn't know about your whole, that's your whole, why you hate these blank columns. Just put NA or something. I'm like, why is it so important to you? You've always had a thing about that, and I never knew why. Well, now I know. 10 years later, now I know why.
Yep. Everyone in this company has learned how much I hate that.
Yes. Well, you know, and my final point on this land sale system is make it easy for them to buy it. We talked about posting it, breaking a system. Part of your system should be they need to be able to check out, pay online, on your website with a credit card and get a deed magically in the mail.
Magically?
Magically.
Maybe with a little note from Jill, if you're lucky. And say lipstick kiss or something.
Oh, right.
Like you're in prison.
No. That'd be awful.
I love to disgust you on the air.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know why.
Could you? Oh.
You know how little boys want to drag in, like, something dead that they killed and show their mom? I love...
That's what you just
it's
did.
It's the same feeling for me to just make you just cringe online. I don't know why. It's terrible.
Why do you do... Okay.
I don't know.
That's great.
It's out of love, and it's out of love and well, all good intentions. It's not, but it's just funny.
You can keep your dead bird over there to yourself.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending some of it with us today. Join us next time for another interesting episode.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Is it July 4th?
It is July 4th. Woohoo! See my pretty blue? I see you dressed up for it too.
So it turns out this is what I wear when we do the show and most of the other times too that I'm breathing.
Every we go. And red, white, blue.
So I had to order like a bunch more of these. So it's not just, I just have one. I have like 10 of them.
Yes, you do. I'm about to, and we're going to get you some new ones too.
New colors.
Some nice ones. Yep. Wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. And one little thing, because it is the 4th of July, if you're thinking about joining Land Academy, it's worth checking out landacademy.com. There's a special going on through tomorrow, which happens to be a very special day as well.
Jill's birthday is tomorrow.
It is. So please subscribe and rate us wherever you're watching or listening.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.